Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Danelle McNeil, and this is the Blog Talk Radio program for the International Mastermind Association. I am here live and ready with three other hosts, and I'm really excited. I'd like for everyone to give a very quick introduction of themselves before we move forward, please.
Good morning. Okay, well, I'll go first. Good morning. This is Rose Young, and I'm over here in Naples, Florida.
Good morning, Rose.
Good morning. My name is Vaughn Fitzpatrick Bartholomew Jenkins Young III. And I'm also here in Naples, Florida.
Good morning, Bartholomew.
Good morning, world. My name is Rolando Tate, and I am calling in from beautiful Miami, Florida.
And before we absolutely get started this morning, we will share with our listeners a little bit about the International Masterminders Association.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
And welcome forward. I am Danelle McNeil. I'm here with Philando Tate, Vaughn Young, and Mrs. Rose Young. So I'd like for everyone to introduce themselves a little bit for our listening audience, our live listening audience, and our listening audience for later on, and to also share why you're doing this, why you're a part of this programming this year. We'll start with Rose, ladies first.
Sure. Thank you, Danelle. Well, my name is Rose Young. This would be my second time being able to host a Blog Talk Radio show of International Mastermind Association. I am honored, and I thank you for the invite again. Why do I do this? Well, let me start with what I have learned from the book in itself. I've learned principles that I have been applying, along with other books that go hand in hand with the books that are mentioned in this book, and just to speak on one in particular, the Burning Desire. My husband and I, we're co-founders of the Southwest Florida Youth Empowerment Project, which is an organization that mentors youth, and we're youth advocates over here in Naples, Florida. So, one of our themes for our many events that we have, our annual events, is Dream Big. And when you dream big, you're actually building on a burning desire. So I would say that is a main focal point for me, even in my planning and my decision-making. I use that power to keep me focused, even to simply in my planning, planning to just waking up to start my day. You know, if it lines up with my vision, I will go with it. And this lines up with my vision, with speaking and inspiring communities, inspiring the youth. Another avenue to practice what I am inspired to do, and that is to speak to inspire.
Awesome.
And she's not lying.
And I'm
she's not telling a lie.
Speaking to inspire.
Danelle.
You mean in terms of speaking to inspire? Is that what you're talking about?
No. In terms of planning every step of her life, she plans everything down to the minute. It's quite crazy.
And since you went next, Vaughn, you have to tell everyone how you know this to be true.
Okay.
With your introduction.
As saying that I'm her husband, that's
exactly
how I know that Rose actually is actually living what she spoke about just now. But how I want to say how I got involved, give the listeners a little bit of how I got involved with this. About 22 years ago, there was a lady named Ann McNeil. She almost held a gun to my head and told me, read this book. Of course, I didn't read the book, but she still has always been a person that I admire. So eventually, within maybe 3 years after getting the book, I read it, and I've read it, and I've read it, and I've started applying principles. So I thank Ms. Ann McNeil for introducing us to the mastermind concept. And I think now, coming into 2015, I have an understanding of why it's so important to actually to have the mastermind concept as a part of your life, because I understand that we were created to be a community, you know, and I understand that when you mastermind, what you actually have is a common unity. That's what holds us together. That's what keeps us in order, and order is everything. And like Rose said, when it comes down to planning, even the Bible tells us, write the plan and make it plain. Make it clear. I'm not a biblical scholar or anything, but I understand that most of the principles that we find throughout Think and Grow Rich are biblical principles. We just have to take time to find out what those principles are and where the scriptures are to back them up. It's there, you know what I mean? So I enjoy it. I'm learning a lot, and I want to be able to be a blessing to the communities.
And too, this
all
is
have
not your first go-around either. Vaughn.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't. No,
right.
It isn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
And Rolando.
Good morning again, everyone. Vaughn, awesome story. Rose, you got a wonderful husband. I introduced to the Think and Grow Rich book and concept by Napoleon Hill about 20 years ago while attending college, and my major was business administration finance. I was ambitious, and my professors gave us a list of books to read, and one of them was Think and Grow Rich. The book itself did not benefit me, or I actually did not use the book until 5 years ago when I was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and it was, I guess, labeled by doctors as terminal. Doctors had given me approximately 6 months to live and told me that there was nothing they could do. No chemotherapy, no radiation treatment, no nothing. And the final doctor who spoke to me that day after introducing me to this new world shared with me that I would have to become my own advocate. I would have to help me. I would have to help me in rescuing my life. So a gun was put to my head to read this book and apply the principles that are found in this book. And, you know, when you're forced with, when you have the ultimatum of do this or die, you really become motivated. So the principles and the applications of Think of Grow Rich honestly have, I want to say, saved my life. You know, it saved me from my way of thinking, which caused or attributed to me having pancreatic cancer. Think and Grow Rich has brought me back to life. And when I say that, it has allowed me to recoup my losses from my health condition. And, of course, you know, going down in health, you lose a lot, but it's been 5 years, and by the grace of God and all that I believe in, and belief is something that is spoken about in Principles of Think and Grow Rich, as well as a burning desire to attain our goals. So the book has been a godsend for me, and I've been able to use the principles and applications, and like I said, getting my life back together, everything from my weight, my sleeping conditions, my state of mind, avoiding depression, seeking out, finding, and asking individuals for help.
Can I chime in?
Absolutely.
Please let me chime in. Please let me chime in. So what you're saying is, although the book is titled Think and Grow Rich, it has absolutely nothing to do, well, not nothing to do, it touches more than just monetary possessions.
Absolutely. I learned through my walk in life that I was extremely ambitious, and I had a burning desire to achieve and accomplish and to be rich. And in terms of richness, in my elementary thinking, I was only thinking that riches spoke of monetary gain. And that may have led to my first downfall. And on the way to living, I found out that, you know, money is the last thing that I was praying for. I mean, if you have money but you don't have health, you can buy a perfect doctor, but he can't save you. So riches transformed for me. And in the book it speaks of not only, you know, making money your goal, but you can make a peaceful and a happy home your goal. You can make a winning relationship with your wife or children a goal. And these things that we seek our true happiness in, not our pleasure, but our true joy is found deep within us, and the same energy that creates our joy creates our success. And the book Think and Grow Rich has helped me tap into myself and given me the ability to create all things that come into my mind.
Okay, so this is Danelle, and I have one last request of each of you before we really go on into the show. I'd like to find out from each of you at least one reason, there may be multiple, but at least one reason why you're doing this. Like, what would you like to see at the end of the year or at the end of the month or at the end of the quarter or whatever, before the end of the year, what would you like to see in your life changed as a result of your involvement, engagement in this program? And it's a question that I ask not only the hosts, but also the listeners. And when I get to my very brief introduction and my reason why, I'll share with you how I come to make this request. So I'd like to find out from each of you at least one thing that you'd like to see changed, some improvement that you'd like to see as a result of this show, by whatever your time frame is.
Bro.
And you know what? I'll give everyone an opportunity to think about it as I go through my very brief introduction and my reason why. And then after I go, Rose, you can go, then Vaughn and Rolando. So my name is Danelle McNeil, and this is not my first time involved in the International Masterminders Association Blog Talk Radio program. I have been very involved for a large part of my life. My family is involved in masterminding and thinking and growing rich. And so this program is very close to me, is very dear to me, and I'm very, 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 very happy to, I don't like to use the term back, but I'm very happy to have been allowed the opportunity to return to the show and be reconnected with the show. And this great improvement that we have to the show in being able to share this time and space with these other great people. So my reason, I'll tell you, it just happened last night. I was out in the Oasis, which is my backyard, and I was, I was having a conversation with God about different things. And what I'd like to see changed in my life, maybe not completely, but some significant changes, at least by the end of the year. There's a, and I was sharing with Rolando, there is a certain something that each of us have. It's a character flaw, character flaws. They're bent. There are things that if you're really honest with yourself, for real, these are things that you've said to yourself in the privacy of your mind, maybe not even out loud, but these are the things that if you mastered them, if you had, what was the phrase, what was the term from that reading last night, Rolando?
Enacted discipline.
Enacted diligence.
Enacted
discipline. Thank you. Enacted discipline. If you were really honest with yourself and you put in place the enacted discipline to conquer that thing, whatever that thing is, that's what I want to have changed in my life. By the end of the year, I am giving myself a year on this one. At the end of the year, as a result of my involvement in this show, I'd like to see some of those things perfected. I'd like to have some really serious enacted discipline in my life, and that's what I want to have happen and see different in my life. So, Rose, go on ahead and share with us, Vaughn, and then Rolando, and then we'll go to our first commercial break and really start the show.
Wow, Danielle, that's good. It goes in line of what I'm thinking about. You know, management is a big part, a big thing in what, that I'm working on, one of my major goals. And as I was looking at my goals yesterday and putting it in my phone where I can have it, you know, I want to have something that I can always look at it every day. And yesterday was my birthday, so I celebrated my birthday.
That's right. Happy birthday to you. Happy belated birthday.
Thanks. So I celebrated my birthday dreaming big, and dreaming big for me is just pretty much looking what else can I bring to the table, what else can I do to develop my potential, my hidden potential, and one of them is management for me. So in management, that's getting things in order. So that's putting things in order. So what I would like to see in doing this show again is me using these principles, these concepts, applying it to my life, sharing it with the audience, and also hopefully that the people that are listening, that they too will do the same and grasp what we're learning and dig deep into these principles and then pass it on as well. Pass it on to your mentees and to people that you're in contact with. Share your story. Share your gift. So this is an opportunity share my story, to share what I'm learning and how I'm growing, as well as learning from my mastermind team, which is here, who are on the call today, and the audience that are, because when you guys are calling in and you're sharing your story, you are also part of this mastermind circle. You're sharing your ideas, your desire, and you're clicking something or causing someone to click, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, that happened to me. How did I apply that? Oh, how did this happen to me? Or what do I need to revisit and change? So with me, it's management and it's keeping order with everything that I do. So that's what I'm looking to see and being able to share that to everyone.
Management and order. Okay, excellent. Vaughn, Young.
Well, I'm here. I would like to concur with both of you guys, and I think that's because we have like minds and like spirits. I think that is very important for us not only to manage all aspects of our lives in an appropriate manner, but also to keep in mind that we were created with a purpose, and unless we actually learn to manage our time and learn to plan out our lives, it's impossible for us to grasp what our God-given purpose was. As a mentor to at-risk youth throughout Carty County, I always try to show them the importance of not living hazardly. Well, it's easy to explain something or tell somebody something, but it's better if you can show them that that's something that you're actually living, you know, because a lot of the young people that we come in contact with, they actually become family. They actually, Rose becomes mom to 25, 30 young girls, or big sister to 25, 30 young women. And with that they look up to, we all look up to our big brothers and our big sisters. If they're looking up to us, we have to lead by an example, and they have to be able to see it. And what I would like to see happen directly in my life, one of the things that I want to get out of this, this year is my year to get my health in order and get my family's health in order. You know, so I want us to be on one accord. I want us to, and it starts with planning. I want us to be on one accord throughout this year and starting to get our health in order. So that's what it is.
What was the question again? Okay, yeah. What do I want to see come from this? This is Rolando's take. For me, my vision of Think and Grow Rich and how I would like to see it applied is I want to see extreme change. I want everyone that I come in contact with to be enlightened to the knowledge of themselves.
Oh,
this
I like
little
that.
This light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. My goal, my dream with the mastermind mentality is to attract everyone, those who are successful, those who have a desire to be successful, those who have attempted to reach their goals and accomplishments, and those who have failed to reach their goals. My dream, my vision, is to wake someone up with an idea and allow that person to recognize that that idea that they have was gifted to them by the creator of the universe. My vision is to wake someone up to their passion and help them realize, make real their dreams, their thoughts, their goals. My dream is to bring one person into this group who may be on welfare, who may be suicidal, who may have been told no, and add to that person an opportunity of hope. Hearing other people's experiences give me hope. I want to give someone out there hope. I want to add to their belief and increase them and let them know that they are the person purposed to do great things. And I just want to see someone go from probation to a penthouse. I want to see someone use these principles and Think and Grow Rich and create a mastermind group and go and attain all the things that they have. I want people to speak their dreams. I want to see change. I want to see change in the males of the United States and around the world. I want to see our young men and women pick up this principle at an early age and become cognizant and confident in all that they do and recognize that anything they do with this mastermind mentality will be successful. That's what I want. I want a storm. I want extreme change.
Rolando, you made me. Rolando, you inspire me. You really inspire me. I tell you, no, I need to. Can I retract my statement and start over?
Yes, you can. Absolutely, that's the beautiful thing about life. Every day is a new beginning.
No,
every
that's
day
right.
You can start
that's,
again. Every
that's,
day.
That's really awesome. I think that's what we should all be doing. I think we were born with a purpose, and I'll say that to the day that, you know, you throw the dirt over the box.
That's right.
We were all created with a purpose, and I believe that I found my purpose. Not everybody has an opportunity, because I realized that 90% of all potential and purpose ends up in the cemetery. Well, I don't want mine to end up in the cemetery. I want it to grow on. I want it to outlive me. I want it to affect not only the people that I personally am able to reach, but the people that they're able to reach as well, you know, because it all started with the concept. It all started with the concept, you know. So the concept of making our communities stronger, to building fathers, to building men in this in this world, in this country, making them to realize that they have potential, and it's not necessarily just to work a 9-to-5 and wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to work today, or come home from work tomorrow and plan for work, you know, the next day. Nah, how about this? How about we spend some time on, you know, we work from 9 to 5 because that's what pays our bills, but how about we spend some time working towards our passion and our purpose?
Yes.
You know,
I agree with you. I feel like, you know, not everyone is built construct of a 9 to 5 job. Not everyone has been successful in following the routine that has been set before us. Some of us really are, you know, single-minded individuals that have an idea or really work better alone. And I want to see those people develop their talents. I want to see people, you know, it may sound crazy, but walk away from employment. I want to see people begin to pursue their passion and have confidence in it. Listen, not everyone was made to be president of the United States. Not everyone is going to be a banker or a lawyer. But you can be the best landscapist or tutor or mentor or physical therapist there is in the world according to the passion you have in your heart. And also I want to challenge our men. I want to challenge our women. I want to challenge our children, anyone that's been faced with adversity, you know, to recognize that greatness begins and ends with them. Everything, you know, we're not defeated until we accept defeat. And when we change our mental state, our physical state changes. So I want to be a reflection of my thoughts. I want others to recognize their thoughts and acknowledge, what is it that I'm thinking? Is it in line with my vision and goals? And I want them to really bear witness to, wow, I changed my mind and everything else has changed.
It's a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
And we've returned live. We have our organization president on the line, Anne McNeil. Anne, are you available?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Anne McNeil, the founder and president of the International Mastermind Association, but also the master builder, helping you to build a stronger and better life. And thank you, all four of you, for being willing to come back and share the impact that this book has had on your life as you think and grow rich. But I do have a question, if I can pose my question as we continue with the show and begin to share. What does Napoleon Hill say about the philosophy of success? My question is, if each of you, can you share at least one goal that we all can hold you accountable for from month to month as you do this show? You can just get really, really, really specific. And as you, you know, host the show month to month, if you can share with us the status and the update. And I'd like to start with, if each of you can share with us, what's your number? You know, in the book, Napoleon Hill talks about the 6 steps to riches from your desires. The first step is, how much money do you want? So if each of you would be willing to share, how much money do you want? And as we progress the show from month to month, share with us the steps and your progress achieving that number? That's my question. How much money do you want, each one of you? And month to month, share with us your progress. Because everything you're saying and sharing with us about what you would like to see and the impact the book has had on you and what you'd like to see in the lives of others, we would all like to help you achieve that in your own lives. Thank you. And this is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder. I'm going to go back on mute. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. I'll actually go first. I won't share with you my number, but I will share with you my commitment to the show. And I think I may have mentioned, I probably did not, earlier, just that I'm really excited is not the word that does it justice, but I'm glad to, as I said earlier, I'm glad to be reconnected to the show because I identify that there are things, just like there are people, who help to keep us in alignment. And I know for a fact that this show is one of those things. As I mentioned, one of the things, and again, it's anyone who knows Think and Grow Rich and the principles and the words and the pages and the numbers and all of that, that are familiar with Think and Grow Rich know that it is not just about money. It's hardly about money, as a matter of fact. I like to say that money is a byproduct of doing what we absolutely love and enjoy and were created to do. And so what I believe, what I know for a fact is more important for my life, thereby being important for the lives of others, such as my children and my spouse and my family as a whole, is mastering those things that prevent me from even being able to set a number, mastering those things that affect others in a negative way, that cause discomforts and unnecessary hardships for others. And I won't go into detail about, at least in this show, about what that means, but I know that I will become more specific about what that means for me. I'll give a small example. You know, there are some people who, you know, you pay your bills late, and because they're late, you come home and there are no lights. And then because there are no lights, the food in the refrigerator spoils. And then because of that, something else happens. And then because of that, something else happens. And again, if we're absolutely honest and true with ourselves, this is for me, for 2015, and where I am in my life, for me, that's the ultimate goal for me. That's what this is for me. That's what this show is for me. That's what reading this book is for me. It's mastering those things that prevent me and have prevented me from really excelling and being who and where I'm supposed to be. That's my commitment. Everyone else is free to.
Okay.
I'm Rose. Digging that.
Mm-hmm. Rose?
I can go. You want me
to jump in with the answer to Ann's question?
Rose? Okay.
Well
Vaughn will go.
Oh, go ahead.
No, you go. You go. Ladies first. Ladies first.
Well, I, again, just like Danelle, I don't have an exact amount of money, but there are some things that I would like to, some depths I would like to clear up. And I guess, you know, thanks, Anne, and hello. Haven't seen you and heard you.
Happy New Year's, I should say.
Wow, you always make us think, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to say this. I don't have an exact amount, but I know we should. So I know, Anne, I know you. So I'm expecting a call to get to get that number. But,
beat it to the punch. Call her first.
Yeah, I know, right? So I'm not going to disclose a number, but I'm going to say there are some things I want to clear up. And a goal that I am working that I would like for you all to hold me accountable in doing this while on the show. One is to this year become a homeowner. We've put in some things, or we started to put some things into action to meeting this goal. So that's what I'm working on, both my husband and I. And and some other things, but I would go with that one because that's one that's really on the top of the list right now.
Vaughn,
and I'm looking.
Oh,
and
go ahead.
I guess,
sorry about that, Rose.
Just to give a put a timeline on it, by the end of this year, you know, at least I'm signing some papers towards this home, the purchase of this home.
Excellent, and we are standing in amen and agreement with you.
That's awesome. That's awesome, Rose. I'm glad to know that we will be homeowners by the end of the year, and I back you 100% in this. Well, I have a personal goal, and I've shared it with a few. One of my personal goals is to become a certified life coach.
Amen.
And the reason for it is because I know a lot of life coaches, and what I see is they all cater to round about the same demographics. Well, being a older guy that used to be a younger guy that was a troubled kid, I realized that maybe if I had a life coach that acted as not only just a life coach but a mentor, things would have, my life wouldn't have taken the same, wouldn't have taken a turn for the worse. So my goal is to become a life coach that caters to young men ages 13 to 21. And my philosophy is most people seek out a life coach when they're in their mid-30s, when they're going through that what am I going to do crisis. Well, how about having, and I challenge other men, other people that are listening, listen, become a life coach and cater to the demographics of young people, because 30 years is a lot of time to waste to start getting your mind in order. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I even realized that eight out of ten college students, you know, and we think college students are great, and I still think 8 out of 10 college students go to college and change their majors at least twice. You know, and that's because they don't know the direction that they don't know how to tap into their passion. And I want to help young people tap into that passion. And my timeline to having the certification is 6 months from today.
6 months. Okay. Excellent. Last but not least, Rolando, your answer
my
to Ann's question?
To ask questions, what's the number I'm looking for? The number that I'm calling out to come to me, the number that I'm looking to receive is $341 million. I need $341 million. I am working towards $341 million. I need $341 million. That $341 million has nothing to do with the benefit of me personally. That $341 million goes to the disbursement, to the aid, to the support, to the strengthening of people all around the world, whether it be impoverished third world countries, whether it's an orphanage in Guatemala, whether there is a girls' school in South Africa. $341 million goes towards infrastructure, education, vocational schools, drilling for water and leaving areas with clean water so that they can drink and irrigate their farmland. My $341 million goes towards building trade schools and vocational schools and possibly universities and hiring professors to educate those people who are less fortunate and don't have the opportunity to go to school. The $341 million goes towards unifying and empowering entrepreneurs and funding their dreams in an effort to expand markets and the gross domestic product of nations. My $341 million goes towards basically the security and the future of all people. My personal goal this year, hear me out closely, I returned to work full-time 3 months ago. I just received my W-2 forms yesterday, and I was working part-time trying to get myself back on my feet, and I made $12,000 last year. My goal this year is to return to work and make $100,000. The $341 million that's necessary for me to do what needs to be done will be attained through moments like this, through masterminding with like-minded individuals who are willing to donate to me their mental energy, who are willing to donate to me their spiritual faith, who are willing to give and share with me their knowledge and wisdom and put me in connection with the right people who are willing to share and help attain that $341 million through their passion. The way I'm going to go about it is by being myself.
Orlando.
I'm not. Yes.
Orlando.
Yes.
This is Ann McNeil.
Hey.
Can I interject for 1 second, please, sir?
Yes.
Do you have your book handy?
Absolutely. It's in my hand.
I think it's on page 28.
Yeah, it's on page 28. The methods by which desires for riches can be transmuted.
Can you read question number one, please?
Yes. Fix your mind on
the exact amount you desire.
Yes.
It's not sufficient merely to say I want plenty of money. Be definite to the amount. There's a psychological reason for definiteness, which will be described in a subsequent chapter.
Okay, my question was, what's your number? Now, you're going on to question number 341
million.
No. My point is this, and this is for the World Wide Web, and everybody, like Danelle said earlier, that's going to be listening to this show around the world for years to come. So I'm actually talking to them through you, all right?
Yes.
And everybody else that answered the question. You are going on to question number 3, 4. I'm only on question number 1. So we don't want to get to your plan right now because we're going to come back to you every month. See, God would not give you a dream or a desire without the ability to achieve that dream. So we believe you're going to have the $340 million, but you're going to have to come back in writing and share with us exactly what you're going to do to achieve that money, not verbally,
Anne,
but in writing. Now,
excuse me. Anne?
Yes, sir.
Anne?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes.
Before you go any further, the number is $341 million.
Okay, so
don't forget
341. Thank you so much, Vaughn, for that. $341 million. You're going to have to come back to us in writing and share with us the plan by which you're going to achieve that. So I want to just make sure that each of you understand. It's like the example that Danelle gave earlier when she talked about the life and she talked about the principles that she desires to achieve to keep those lights on. To keep that food cold.
Oh, wait, that was, wait. Let me just add this. My lights ain't off. I was just using that as an example.
Danelle, I know. This is my
okay.
point, though, Danelle.
I just
want to
make sure
it's
that
not about
people don't know,
no,
don't
know,
think I'm in the dark.
Off, baby.
Okay.
No, you're not in the dark. No, you're not in the dark.
Hey,
this is not personal. Wait, we're talking to everybody.
I know.
To the show. Her
yes.
lights are not on. Her lights are not off. They are not off, and I'm going to leave that at that. Her lights off. But this is the point I want to make to make sure
yes.
that everybody who's listening to this show know that everybody's got to have a number. And the
yes.
reason why you got – hold up now, because I was invited to come on this show, and I didn't know I was coming on this show, and y'all know I can go. So since I'm out
go.
Here, I am going to go there, all right?
Go.
Everybody,
yes.
everybody has got to have a number. That's what the book says. Because what happens is this. When you have a number like Rose has a number, the number that Rose has is whatever the number is going to be required of her to make a down deposit on that home. Once she
yes.
knows what that number is, then she's going to work backwards to achieve the number. That number may come to her from her job or from her husband, but at least once she knows what the number is and she already has question number 2 answered, she's got a date. Now she's going to go on to number 3 and number 4, and she's going to determine exactly what she's going to give in return for the money. And now what's going to happen then by the time you get to question number 5 and statement number 6 is that you then will go to the now point, you then will begin to develop through your personal philosophy, you will begin to develop the skills like
Vaughn is saying he's going to get a certification. See, even though Vaughn is going to get a certification to help the youth, Vaughn is not going to do this for free. He is going to come up with a number of how much money he wants to make while he does well by doing good, by helping the youth to change their life. But Vaughn has life. Vaughn has a mortgage now. Vaughn has other bills he's going to need to pay while he's doing well by doing good, by helping the youth. Now, in the process of doing that, Vaughn is going to get the certification, and he's going to also develop the other skills like branding and all of the marketing, all of those other things that relate to his business to take his business to another level so he can help more people. And in the byproduct of helping more people, he's going to make more money. All right? So everybody needs a number. No, money is not every, but it's right up there with air. Okay, now I'm going to go back on mute, and I need for everybody to give the audience a number, because by giving a number, then we can all help you achieve that goal. Now, this show is about Think and Grow Rich, sponsored by the International Mastermind Association. And our whole vision is to help individuals around the world develop systems and processes through a philosophy of success to help you go to the next level, step by step by step, not a big jump. So, again, this is Ann McNeil, the master builder, helping you to build a stronger and a better life, and I'm going to go back on you.
And
thank you,
with
Ann.
That, we have before we
to
move
finish,
on,
to
Stephanie.
Finish the question. I wanted to finish my question.
Oh, really?
To answer Ms. McNeil and to follow up with her, you're absolutely right. You need a definite number, and you have to put that number out there so that the universe can respond. And not only do you have to have a number, but you have to be realistic, because you get what you give. Now, if you want the brand new car, but you're not willing to go get a second job for it, then you're going to want it all your life. What I'm willing to give in exchange for the $341 million is my life. And what I mean by that is my time, my energy, my effort, my prayers. I'm willing to walk. I'm willing to sell my truck and walk so that that vehicle can reinvest back into my future. I'm willing to drop my guard and trust someone. I'm willing to change my state of mind. I'm willing to help others in attaining their goals. I'm looking forward to someone or helping someone purchase their first home through the information, knowledge, and networks that I have. I look forward to giving all that I have in expectations that the universe will give all that it has. And my
number
is $341 million.
$341 for Rolando. We have Stephanie Ebanks on hold. Stephanie, your line is open. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, everyone, and Happy New Year. I just want to commend all for being on the show and telling us about your goals and your plans and your definite of purpose. Like Anne said, and like Nina said, you definitely need to have a goal and a plan and write it down and make, you know, like I said, God could write it down and make it plain. About 3 years ago, I had a goal to renovate my house that my mom left me. Some things needed fixing, and I did not get an estimate of what it would cost, but I estimated in my head what I would need, and that goal was about $45,000, and I made it a 3-year plan to do this since 2012 and now 2015. Well, I'm not quite there, that money, but I'm almost there. When Anne says you need to write it down and make it plain and make that goal definite of what you need to get your to do what you want for yourself, then and to buy that house, to help the poor, to do whatever it is, whether it's personal or worldwide, that is definitely what the book Think and Grow Rich wants us to do. So I just want to thank you and commend you guys for being on the show and, you know, helping us to remember what it is you need to do to attain that riches. And the riches is not just about money. It's also about other things. Thank you.
No.
Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you. We're going to go to our final commercial break. And when we return, Vaughn, I would like for you to share with us your upcoming event on February 14th. Again, this is Danelle McNeil. I am with Rolando Tate, Vaughn Young, and Rose Young. This is the International Mastermind Association Saturday morning blog talk radio program. And we will be back after our final commercial break.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
Thank you for remaining with us. And so, Vaughn, can you go on ahead and share with us your event on the 14th, how it came to be, and when it was just at the goal stage or just at the thought stage for you and Rose?
Well, about 6 years ago, Rose and I decided to we moved from Miami around 7 years ago, and we realized that once we got here, there was very little for the young people in the county, in this county, to do. You know, it's not a big city like Miami, so it's not a million things to do. So we started working with young people. Rose started doing a group called Daughters Growing in Faith, and we realized that it wasn't, it was more so that these young people really wanted to have the interaction and the communication with people that they could relate to and help guide them into a different sphere of life. So with that being said, we started the Southwest Florida Youth Empowerment Project. Well, the Youth Empowerment Project is an organization that is designed to create a positive part within young people, helping them to seek their purpose, to plan their lives step by step in every aspect. We keep a lot of the same concepts that we've learned through Mastermind. We're now teaching this to young people throughout Cary County. And it's not all about a monetary gain. It's about advancing in every form and in every stage of their lives. So we decided about 6 or 8 months ago to start doing Youth Jam. Why? Because we want to be relative to the kids. We want them to be want to come in, not be forced by parents. We want this to be something that the kids just embrace. So we started doing a Youth Jam every quarter. Well, this on the 14th of this month, on the 14th of February, which is Valentine's Day, we're having a Youth Jam for them. Where they will be interactive. Our whole concept is to do maybe, I guess you would call, like, seminars or symposiums that, you know, cost hundreds and thousands of dollars to go and hear Tony Robbins and give that same kind of interaction, I mean, that same kind of information to young people in a way that they would be accepting of it, in a way that they would be willing to hear it. You know, and be active more than just every quarter. We want them to take these things and communicate with us how we can help them to grow.
When and where is it, and what are some of the takeaways that the attendees will gain?
Rose? I think you're on mute, Rose.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was talking and I'm on mute. what was the question again? You said what kind of activities?
Right. Mm-hmm. When and where, and what are some of the activities and takeaways that the attendees will be able to gain?
Okay. Well, the event is taking place February the 14th, which is Valentine's Day. And where we're looking to hopefully get the kids to take away finding their purpose or having a desire to find their purpose and tap into their potential. We're going to have an opportunity for them to perform and like a little mini talent show, Maple's Got Talent, you know, because there are so much these kids are ways of talents and gift that they're can show showcase or do or perform and you know step out the outside of their comfort zone and we're just there to create that environment you know for them to seek their purpose dream big you know
that's a wonderful thing I
and
really
also,
really admire you for that
thank you and also not I must add this it also gives them the opportunity to seek a mentor we have an awesome team of mentors that's willing to mentor here in Party County
we're having this event at the Golden Gate Community Center here in Naples Florida and it's for ages I want to say from 7th grade to 12th grade
Yes, it is. From 7 to 12 grade. And I must add that it's free. First come, first serve, 150 in attendance. There's food, there's DJ, and not to say not just DJ, we got DJ Crazy X in the building. So a shout out to DJ Crazy X. I must give him a shout out. And again, it's free, free food, DJ, and much fun.
Go
ahead.
Man, I'm going to take these 4 minutes. Listen, I know it's
something you can't take them all.
Come on, man. The communities need this, and I'm not going to take it all. But I really want to say that one of the things that these kids can actually do, everything that we do with the kids is interactive. So it's not like they're in a seminar sitting down for 45 minutes speakers. They're actually interactive every session is made for them to find their own purpose, to find their strengths. It's not where they're actually sitting there listening to somebody speak for 45 minutes. No, we're actually doing activities that will help them to see, hey, oh, I can do that, or this is something that I have in common with someone else. Well, this is somebody, maybe he can teach me a little more. There, you know, in this day and age, everybody wants to be a football player, a sports star or a rapper or whatever. Well, if that's really what you want to do, here are ways for you to grow and get the most out of that experience. We're connecting them with mentors in those different areas, in many different areas, not just those different areas, but many different areas that will inevitably help them to think and grow rich and get them on a mindset that they can do more and achieve more, you know. Okay.
Well, thank you, and you did not take the full 3 minutes. So with the last minute, I will say, again, thank everyone for joining us. This show is made possible and available through the International Masterminders Association. And if anyone has noticed, we did not at all touch the book Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich this morning, and that was by design because, Lord willing, we will be here with you 12 months out of the year and every day during the week. And so we're here, and we're here with our time, and we're here for you, and we're here to give as well as receive. And I thank everyone for calling in this morning. I thank all of you for being here. If there's 15 seconds that anyone would like to add before we close this show.
Anyone have a Facebook address they can be found at if the world is looking for us?
Very good.
If the world is interested, my name is Rolando Tate, R-O-L-A-N-D-O-T-A-T-E. You can find me on Facebook at R-E-A-L-O-N-E-Z. That's Real Ones on Facebook. And I'm open to help.
Roosevelt.
And looking forward to meeting everyone. And thank you for having me on the show.
And your Facebook handles, Rosa Vaughn?
It's simply, I would use the organization, which is the Southwest Florida Youth Empowerment Project, and that's what it is on Facebook.
And we thank all of you for joining us this morning. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. 10-4,
we out.